So today is very auspicious day. Today is Srila Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day, and today is called Madhur Utsav. So in this occasion we will read Srimad Bhagavatam, of course Nityang Bhagavatam Sevaya we read every day. So today morning we will read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 19th chapter, text number 24. So please try to repeat with me. Binasta. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Avai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When the demon saw his magic forces dispelled, he once again came into the presence of the personality of Godhead, Keshava, and, full of rage, tried to embrace him within his arm to crush him. But, to his great amazement, he found the Lord standing outside of the circle of his arms. So, please repeat translation. When the demon saw his magic forces dispelled, he once again came into the presence of the personality of Godhead, Keshava, and full of rage, tried to embrace him within his arm to crush him. But to his great amazement, he found the Lord standing outside the circle of his arms. Purport. In this verse, the Lord is addressed as Keshava because he killed the demon Keshi in the beginning of creation. Keshava is also the name of Krishna. Krishna is the origin of all incarnations, and it is confirmed in Brahma Samhita that Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, exists simultaneously in his different incarnation and expansion. The demon's attempt to measure the Supreme Personality of Godhead is insignificant. In the demon wanted to embrace him with his arm, thinking that with his limited arm he could capture the absolute by material power. He did not know that God is the greatest of the great and the smallest of the small. No one can capture the Supreme Lord or bring him under his control. But the demoniac person always attempt to measure the length and breadth of the Supreme Lord. By his incomprehensible potency, the Lord can become the universal form, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, and at the same time, he can remain within the box of his devotees as their worshipable deity. There are many devotees who keep a statue of the Lord in a small box and carry it with them everywhere. Every morning, they worship the Lord in the box. The Supreme Lord Keshava, or the Personality of Godhead Krishna, is not bound by any measurement of our calculation. He can remain with his devotee in any suitable form, yet he is unapproachable by any amount of demoniac activities. Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, he nicely explained in this verse. So, as we know, you heard about demon Hiranyaksha. So this chapter about how Lord killed Hiranyaksha. You know, even though he was a demon, but in those days they used to follow the rules. Nowadays even people, you know, it's a low class than demon. Yes, seriously, if you read, Hiranyaksha follow all the rules and regulations for a battle. He didn't attack Lord, you know, without informing. He informed, I'm attacking you. Anyway, so they are quite better than nowadays demon. Nowadays people are worse. Yeah. So, here as we can see, Srila Prabhupada explained that Krishna cannot bound by anything. Anything means anything, even not with our austerity. That's very funny, isn't it? Then why we are doing all of this? So we are showing our part. So if Krishna is merciful, he will show his part. So that only we can get bhakti. So there is no condition, or there is nowhere in the Shastra it's mentioned that if you perform this much austerity, you will be pure devotee. Not at all. That's why in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami explained that bhakti's one quality is sudurlava. Very difficult to get. Why sudurlava? Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur explained in Madhuriya Kadambini, he said, two reasons. Actually, it's very hard to get. Why? Because Krishna doesn't want to give everyone. Here, as Srila Prabhupada explained that Krishna is impossible to approach to him with any kind of material conception. Material power, austerity, or, you know, material strength. Even in a mystical power or anything, it's impossible. So that's why we cannot approach Krishna. So, Krishna is not controlled by anyone or anything. He is supreme, but he is controlled by his devotees. So that's why he don't want to give, you know, his control to everyone. That's the reason bhakti is sudurlava. So Srila Prabhupada, how nicely he explained, even though demon like Hiranyaksha, he was such a powerful, but he couldn't approach to Lord. One thing is very important here as well. You know, here Lord standing. Some people will come and they will find, oh, look at this idol, such a beautifully decorated. And they will leave. Some people will come and say, oh, there is God. Okay, God, very nice, good. But it's only statue made out of stone. They will leave. Some people will come and they will see the Lord is standing for us. They will have reciprocation. You know, here in this incident you can see Hiranyaksha. He is standing in front of who? Supreme Personality of Godhead, isn't it? So according to Shastra, if someone once sees Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's all, what is called? Avidya, what is English? Ignorance should go away, isn't it? He should be completely free from all material contamination and he will recognize Lord. Same thing happened to Dhruva Maharaj, isn't it? When Dhruva Maharaj came, I mean, he performed austerity when Lord came, and you know, immediately, presence of the Lord, he got the spiritual knowledge and he started glorifying Lord. But what happened to Hiranyaksha? Lord was there, present in front of him. But what happened? Why he didn't get the knowledge? There is big difference. He didn't approach to Lord in the similar mentalities with Dhruva Maharaj. They have the service mentality. But he has, oh, I'm going to kill him. So nowadays societies are like that. So even though they come to temple, they cannot see anything. Because of that reason. Same, their mentality like Hiranyaksha. Or some of them even danger than that. You know? They will come and, can I have mystic power? And later on, when I'm powerful, I'll take your post. Don't worry. You know. So they're demon, they are crazy, you know. You cannot even imagine what they can do. Once there was a demon, his name is Bhasmasu. Okay? So he performed great austerity and pacified Lord Shiva. And then Lord Shiva came, what do you want? Give me benediction. So wherever I'll put my hand, that should be burned. And then Lord Shiva, his name is Ashutosh, he's very quickly pleased. He said, okay, I have given. And then he said, okay, now I'll put hand on your head. So you want to put hand on Lord Shiva's hand. Why? I mean head. Why? Because Mother Parvati is so beautiful and Bhasmasura what side? I'm going to take your wife and now I will put hand on your head. So anyway you will be burned because this is your benediction. It never will be wasted. So it will be true. So you start chasing Lord Shiva. That's the mentality of demoniac people. They will go, they will ask power and they will, involve them against the Lord. So that's why they never get bhakti. Anyway, the end is like that. When they were chasing and Lord Shiva, he is praying to Lord, please save me from this problem. I'll never give benediction to, demons like him. I don't think, very deeply, so that's the problem. And then Krishna came as a small Brahmin. And he said, hey, why are you chasing? He said, he gave me benediction, so I want to try on him. So that's why I'm chasing. And he said, are you sure he gave benediction? Yes, yes, he told me. And then Lord said, look, wait here. I will tell you something. He stays in crematorium. Half of the time he is not conscious. So I don't think he told from his heart, It doesn't work actually. Because you know him, isn't it? He stays in crematorium. He has no common sense at all. I don't think your benediction is going to work. And I said, no. Demon said he told me. And then Lord said, okay. I have an idea. Why are you going running behind someone else's head? Put on your head. You have a head with you. Why don't you try on your head? He said, no. My head will be burned down. And then Lord said, no, it's not true, I don't think so it is true. It might be not true. What you can do? Bring your hand closer. Before burn, what happened? You'll feel heat, isn't it? So when you feel heat, just remove it. Then you'll understand it's burning. And then he said, yeah, that's true. I can test it on my head. So he bring closer, but it doesn't hit. Because why? It's not like, fire like what, we create from the wood or anything. Any other, such things. So it's a mystic power. It condition, it has to touch. So slowly he start bringing. And then, and then Lord asking, is it, you feel burnt? He said, no. I'm not feeling. So I told you, it might be not work. So and then he put his hand and he burnt. So that's the demoniac mentality. So that's why they never approach to the Lord. They get power and they involve that, engage that power against the Lord. So if that mentality we have, we'll never approach to the Lord. We'll never get the, love of God. So, I would like to stop here. So, my very favorite person, of course, they all are pure devotees, they are our worshipable, they are our example. But Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he's such a person, he's the compassion of the Lord Nityananda Prabhu's manifestation. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu's compassion became Narottam Das Thakur. So his appearance day to day. And today also it's called Shri Krishna Madhur Utsav. There is two rasa dance took place. One is Basant Ras, and one is this one is called Sharad Kalindra, Sharad Purnima. Yes. In Generally in Vrindavan they observe, I mean they do festival the other Ras Utsav. But in this one particularly they celebrate in Bengal. Mostly in Bengal they celebrate this Rasa Yatra Utsav, and they do a lot of activities. In this Purnima day, Krishna dance in the Vrindavan. It is mentioned, I heard, I don't know where it is mentioned, once I heard, there was 84 crore gopis was dancing in this Rasa dance. So now, many people can ask question, you know, 130 crore now in India, where the 80, you know, over 80 crore gopis came. Actually, when Krishna perform any his pastimes, the other pure devotees, they Nitya Siddhya or Sadhan Siddha, they live in Golok Vrindavan, but they want to take part, or you know, many demigods and other pure devotees, they join to those pastimes as well. And Vrindavan Dham, such a place, it can expand whenever it's needed, according to Lord's desire. That's what Purnamasi does, you know. She feel the Lord's desire, and accordingly, she design everything. She is the greatest designer. Maybe we can pray to her to, you know, make a design for our kitchen. So whenever we need, it can be expanded. Anyway, that's, we shouldn't do it because, you know. So, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, before he appeared, there is a small incident, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day suddenly start crying and calling, Narottam, Narottam. Nobody understood, who is Narottam? There is no one is called Narottam. So Nityananda Prabhu asked, who is Narottam? Why are you calling him? And then he said, oh, Shripad, you know, my very close devotee, my very close associate, Narottam Das Thakur. I want to see him. And Nityananda Prabhu said, no, there is no one is Narottam. And then Mahaprabhu said, oh yes, he will appear in Bangladesh Khetri. So, I want to give him my Prema Bhakti. And then Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, but he not yet appeared. So how can I give him? And then he said, yes, that's a good question. You know what? You cried for the Lord. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu, while they were going to Puri, Nityananda Prabhu cried day and night for the, you know, from the separation of, you know, Vrindavan. So, Mahaprabhu said, I kept that love of Godhead. And I will give mine, and I will keep to river, I'll give to river Padda, and she will keep for Narottam Das Thakur. And then Mahaprabhu said, good, that he must be a very fortunate person, very fortunate soul, very special soul. So Mahaprabhu called river Padda and he said, look, keep this Prema Bhakti with you and hide it. And when Narottam Das Thakur will come and bathe in you, and you can give it to him. And then she asked, how I'll understand who is Narottam Das Thakur? And then Mahaprabhu replied, when he will touch you, you will be very unstable, what is called? Turbulent? Is it the right word? Yes, whatever it is. So then Padda said, yes, my Lord, I'll do it. So, that's how Mahaprabhu kept Prema Bhakti, even Narottam Das Thakur, before he appeared. You know, he is so dear to Lord Mahaprabhu. And then 1531, you know, one day there was a king in Khetri, in Bangladesh. It's a place called Khetri, and the place name is called Gopalpur. There was a small king, his name is Krishnananda, Krishnananda Datta, and his wife Narayani Devi. So his wife she had a dream that one, you know, person came out from the King Krishna Datta's heart and entered to her heart. And she told that one to King Krishna Datta. And Krishna Datta said, actually I had same dream. And then in the dream, one person came on, one sannyasi came, he said, you will get a very, you know, auspicious son, and he will deliver whole your dynasty. And they were very happy. After, you know, little while, Raja Krishna Chandra, he started worshipping, actually they used to worship Shaligram, you know, even from the generation after generation, they are really, you know, pious people. So he prayed to the Lord, oh dear Lord, we are getting old. Actually, please give us a son, one who can look after us, you know. So after a little while, they got a son. And the baby was so beautiful, especially his eyes. It was like exactly like curved lotus petal. Anyway, so when he's a little bit bigger, less than 1 year, they want to want to do grain ceremony. They try to feed him, he's not eating at all. They try so many ways. And then suddenly one brahmana came and he said, look, this boy, he'll never eat anything except prasadam. So give him prasadam. So when they make a sweet rice and offer to the Lord, and when they give him, and he just eating, you know, very happily, even from childhood. So then he start his likhai padai, studying. Yeah, he completed everything within 1/4 time. Like, you know, if suppose others take 4 years, he finished it 1 year. And when he was 5 years old, he finished all the Vyakaran, Kavya, everything. So there's nothing to learn anymore from school. So you can imagine. And then he started studying the other scriptures. When he was 12 years old, because he's such a mature and intelligent, his father wanted to, you know, arrange his marriage. You know, marriage. And then when he heard it, he said, oh, thinking, oh no, I have to go to Vrindavan. You know, there is a book called Prem Vilas. In that book it's mentioned, when Narottam Das Thakur was thinking, I have to go to Vrindavan, and then there is a shloka. Shai ratre shapne ashi prabhu nityananda bakkhasthale hate diye hase mondo mondo ki nischinte acho tumi sob pashorile paddavati sthane prem loga sokale snan koribare jao pavanijo ghate bibaho hoile pache puribe sankote. So Nityananda Prabhu came in his dream and said, hey, did you forget everything? You're supposed to go to, you know, river Padda, and she will give you love of Godhead. You go it immediately tomorrow morning. Otherwise, your father is arranging your marriage and you will be, you know, forever in home. You will have never chance to go to Vrindavan. So do it quickly. You know, it doesn't mean he is criticizing Grihastha devotees. It's not. I mean, so then next day morning he wake up and he just went to, you know, Padda Nadi river, and then he just bathed in there, and immediately he got love of Godhead, and he couldn't walk. He's crying, dancing, and he just screaming, Gauranga, Gauranga, like that.
And everybody thought, hey, what happened to this boy? You know, he was very good, very sober, and so learned, and suddenly he's become mad. So they came and told his father, your son become mad. So they bring him to home, and they saw him, so many doctor and Kaviraj, nobody could recognize what happened to him. So finally one tantric came, he said, oh, I think, you know, ghost possessed him. So you have to do some sort of tantric. And then Narottam Das Thakur said to his father, look, my dear father, I am absolutely fine. I have nothing wrong. Actually, one golden form, you know, one person, he looks so effulgent. He entered my heart, and from that onward, I am become mad. So don't worry, it is nothing about ghost or anything. It's nothing wrong. So you don't worry about me. Just let me go to Vrindavan, I'll be fine. When he heard this one, he was like, you know, what? I have only one children and he want to go to Vrindavan. Who will look after my kingdom? And then they try a lot to keep him at home, but Narottam Das Thakur said, no, I want to go to Vrindavan. In the dream, actually, they knew this, you know, boy will be very special. So then they thought, well, this is maybe Lord's desire. So then they didn't tell him any more anything. So he left to Vrindavan and he came to Keshighat. And he was chanting and dancing. And in the middle of the night, he's a little bit tired, and Srila Nityananda Prabhu came and he said, go and take shelter from Lokanath Goswami. And simultaneously Nityananda Prabhu came to, Rupa Goswami came to Sri Jeev Goswami and told that Narottam Das Thakur coming, so please receive him. Actually they mentioned before as well, Rupa Goswami mentioned to Jiva Goswami that Mahaprabhu predicted like that, one person will come from Gaurdesh, his name is Narottam, and you have to teach everything to him. So again Rupa Goswami reminded in his dream that Narottam Das Thakur has come, he is tonight he is staying in Mathura, in Keshighat. So, and in Vrindavan, wherever. And then, simultaneously, Srinivasa Acharya has a dream, and Srila Rupa Goswami told him as well, you should personally take care of Narottam Das Thakur. So he was so dear to Lord, you know. So they both went the next day morning and they bought Narottam Das Thakur. And Srila Narottam Das Thakur starts studying all the Bhakti Shastri and Shat Sadhanarva from Jiva Goswami. He is such a strong philosopher. Of course, Jiva Goswami, one of the strongest philosophers ever exist. Then Narottam Das Thakur, he went to Lokanath Goswami to take initiation. And guess what? Lokanath Goswami said, come on, I don't accept any disciple, so I'm not giving you initiation. And then he said about dream. And then Lokanath Goswami said, yes, I know about the dream. I had as well. But the thing is, to accept a disciple, it's a very big responsibility. I cannot take it. So then Narottam Das Thakur, he is with very humbleness, he starts serving day and night. And then finally Lokanath Goswami pleased. He gave Harinam initiation. Okay, you chant, and that's it. So then, you know, Lokanath Goswami, he used to go to toilet, in not like our toilet, you know, built in one place. They used to go to forest, okay? And Narottam Das Thakur, every single day, he used to clean that place at the middle of the night. So, after a few months,
Lokanath Goswami noticed someone cleaning his, you know, when he does, I mean, he do toilet and someone come and clean. And he thought, might be some Brajavasi they are doing that. And then he feel very bad. You know, how come I take service from Brajavasis? So this is not good. He was very anxiety. And then one day he thought, well, I have to find out what's happening. It's not good. And then he climbed on a tree. And then he went to see who is doing this. And then he saw Narottam Das Thakur came. He cleaned very nicely. And then the broom he used for cleaning, and he hugged that broom and he said, oh, you are so fortunate. At least, you know, you are directly involved to my spiritual master service. But look at me, you know. I'm such unqualified. My spiritual master is not accepting me. I'm what a unfortunate person. So when he saw that, he was really pleased with his humbleness and service and mood. So after that, Lokanath Goswami gave him initiation. So there is so many pastime about Narottam Das Thakur actually. So one is the one very famous pastime once. Actually Srinivas Acharya, even though he was very senior, but he was very good friend with Narottam Das Thakur. And Srinivas Acharya is one most prominent disciple, Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj. He was very good friend with Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam Srinivas and Ramchandra Kaviraj, they used to live in Jiyaganj, Teliyabuduri. There is three places near Murshidabad. They used to live there together. Once what happened? Srila Srinivas Acharya, he gave initiation. He started giving initiation. And then one Shakta person was there. You know, they worship Mother Durga. And they are very envious. How come Srinivas Acharya is so famous? You know, they want to defame him. They couldn't tolerate his fame and, you know, everybody respect him. So what they did, they went to Muslim landholder. And he said, look, this person, you know, he's defaming you. In your kingdom, he's spreading all these things, nonsense. You should do something. And then, you know, anyway, many people, they're demoniac, you know. They're, oh yes, there is something to do, at least. Anyway, I have nothing to do, so let's go. So what shall we do? Okay, we'll hire a big pandit and we'll defame to him. So they hire pandit from Kashmir. Those days, the Mayavadis, not Mayavadis, it's called Varna Abhimani. There is a particular word. Varna means, you know, word. Abhimani, one who is, you know, puffed up by the material scholar. So those kind of people, there used to be a lot in Kashmir. They are like very expert in arguing, but they don't follow anything, almost. So, they hired him, big pandit, and he came with his big procession. They wanted to defeat Ramchandra Kaviraj. And Ramchandra Kaviraj, when Narottam Das Thakur and, they want to defeat Srinivas Acharya. And when Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur, they heard this story and they told Srinivas Acharya. And then Srinivas Acharya said, oh, this is the things, you know, they want to do. Okay, no problem. Here, he wrote already a letter that, okay, I am defeated by you. So, don't worry, I'm giving certificate. He wrote and he gave it to Narottam Das Thakur and said, when he comes, just hand over to him. You know, don't argue with them. They are useless. You know, why you will waste your time? But Ramchandra Kaviraj, he couldn't accept it. How come my spiritual master will be defeated by those, you know, idiot? It's impossible. You know, I cannot do that. So then he had chat with Narottam Das Thakur. So they both did a good idea, you know. Because those days, those pandit used to chew bitter leaf. And, of course, they use mud pot for cooking, clay pot. So, the evening they came, there was a small bazaar. They stayed there.
next morning they will go to, you know, defeat Ramchandra, I mean Srinivas Acharya. So Narottam Das Thakur, he put a clay pot stall there, you know, just show up. And Ramchandra Kaviraj, a betel leaf shop. You can buy all betel leaf, betel nut, whatever, you know, accessories, paraphernalia you need for that. So they send, oh, go to the bazaar and buy some betel leaf and mud pot for me. So they went there, and those days they speak Bengali. So they both start speak Sanskrit, because their you know, intention is not to sell things. Their intention, they want to defeat them. So their disciple came and they start speaking Sanskrit, and they slowly they went to deep. They asked what is Nyay, what is Alankar, and all the Sanskrit grammar things, and they couldn't answer. And then they laughed and told him, look, you guys, I heard going to, you know, have a debate with the Srinivas Acharya. Look, we are villagers, you know, we sell, you know, clay pot and betel leaf. You cannot even, you know, talk with us. How come you'll go to the Srinivas Acharya? Shame on you. And they become very angry. They went to their spiritual master. Oh, look what happened. This has happened, you know. There's a person, you know, just clay pot wala, he defeat us. So how come we will expect to defeat in Srinivas Acharya? And then Pandit was very angry, and he came himself and he started arguing. And then they went to different shastra, but whatever they said, Srinivas Acharya, Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur, every single word just, you know, defeating him. He did half an hour argue, and then he said, oh yeah, you guys are more Pandit than me, so I am accepting it. So I am officially defeated by you two. And then, anyway, others, they're very, they're very upset, of course, those who hired. But the Pandit, he saw that the humbleness, even though he defeated by the Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, but they speak to him such a way, he saw their humbleness and he was amazed. He said, who taught you all of this thing? And then Ramchandra Kaviraj said, I got only little bit knowledge from my spiritual master, just a like drop of water from the ocean. So my spiritual master like ocean, you know. So he don't want to argue with you. Look, he gave letter even, you know. But I can't tolerate my spiritual master. How can he will be insulted? So my duty to protect him. So that's why I did this. I don't know what my spiritual master will think, but this is my duty, what I did. Then he was so pleased, he met Srinivas Acharya and he took initiation from him. He gave all the things, give away, and he took initiation. Anyway, so that's Narottam Das Thakur, he was such a powerful. And then another time, there was a Brahman, and he used to do Durga Puja, and he used to sacrifice lot of goat. And then his two sons, Ramakrishna and Harinam, they bought lot of goat and they're taking to their dad's house for Durga Puja. And Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur, they were going to Gangasnan and they saw. And then Ramchandra Kaviraj said, look at these boys, they're such a innocent and nice boys, but his father, you know, involved them in very the sinful activities, what they are doing. So then Narottam Das Thakur called them and he asked them, why are you taking this? And they said, you know, and then Narottam Das Thakur preached to them, look, whatever you're doing, it's wrong. The human being should be compassionate to everyone. You shouldn't do that. And he convinced them. And they are convinced. And they relieve all they got. And they stayed with Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj. They listen whole day, whole night, Harikatha. And here his dad is waiting for goat. And then Durga Puja is over. They stayed few days and came back to home. with dhoti, tilak and everything, you know. You can imagine what the father's mood. Same thing happened, you know, when, you know, so the devotees, they join to temple or they become devotees and they go to India and their father say, oh, how come you did tilak, you know, who told you? You know, you're so angry. And then he start giving philosophy. And Harinam and Ramakrishna, they defeat him. And then his father was so angry. Oh, this Shudra, you know, he gave you initiation. Naratam, he's not even Brahman. We are Brahman and how come he initiate you? So I'll see him. So then he hired a bigger Pandit. The bigger Pandit came and he also defeated by Harinam Acharya and Ramakrishna Acharya. They're two initiated men. So then his father was so upset he couldn't do anything. Then he started blaspheming Narottam Das Thakur, you know. Everywhere he started telling, oh, look at him, you know. He's not even Brahmana, he's giving initiation to Brahman. And then after that, Narottam Das Thakur came to Jiyaganj. There was a very pious Brahman. His name is Ganganarayan Chakrabarti. He's very educated, very nice. So Harinam Acharya and Ramakrishna Acharya, they are very good friend with Ganganarayan Chakrabarti. And they told everything about, you know, Narottam Das Thakur, how exalted personalities he is. When he saw him, he saw, wow, what a effulgence, what a personality. And he took initiation from him. When he took initiation, then all the other smart brahmanas, they start blaspheming him, so angry. So anyway, and then he stayed a little while there and then he told Ganganarayan Chakrabarti, look, I won't stay very long because my friend Ramchandra Kaviraj has left this world and most of the Mahaprabhu's associate, they left. How come I leave my, you know, I'm alone. So I don't want to leave. So what do you do? Prepare my cremation. So they prepare the wood and everything. And then Ramchandra Kabir, Narottam Das Thakur, he sat and he become samadhi. 1, 2, 3 days. And then they saw there is no sign of life. So because he said prepare my cremation, they thought their spiritual master left his body. They took him and put on the, what is called that, Prabhu? The wood.
Fire.
On the, yeah, firewood. Not, they didn't fire yet, but they put on. Yeah. So everything is ready, funeral ready, and all the smartas, they came. And they start screaming, look what happened. If you initiated to a Brahmana, you are not Brahman, you are unqualified. You know, that's he died of, you know, he lost his speech and he died just, you know, because of that. And when he heard that, Ganganarayan Chakrabarti and Harinam Acharya, he heard, they were crying. How come you blaspheme my spiritual master? He is such an exalted devotee, he is a pure devotee. So how come you do that? And they said, no, this is the truth. You can look, everyone knows that. He died because of, you know, he lost speech and he died because he gave initiation to Brahmana. That's a great offense. That's why he died. And then Ganganarayan Chakrabarti, he started crying and he prayed to Narottam Das Thakur, please, you come again, come back and teach lesson to these people. Otherwise, people will, in a whole life, entire life, they will blaspheme. How come I will hear this? And then when he was praying like that, Narottam Das Thakur again wake up. And then everyone was surprised and then everyone kept quiet and they asked forgiveness. Anyway, so after that, because the time is running very fast. So then Narottam Das Thakur said, don't worry. Because Narottam Das Thakur didn't give any philosophy or anything. Yet he didn't write anything actually. And then he said, okay, I'll give something. Then these kind of people, they will never open their mouth again. So he came back to Khetri. In the Khetri, his cousin brother, he became king. And he's very favorable. Later on, he took initiation from Narottam Das Thakur. And then he start writing. The mood of separation, actually, he was... because once he did... He is the one who did first Gaur Purnima Utsav, Narottam Das Thakur. So when he did Gaur Purnima Utsav, all the Mahaprabhu's associate, including Panchatattva, they came and danced there. And there was Jannava Mata and Srinivas Acharya, all the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnava, everyone came. And after that, anyway, he feels so separation from them. Everyone, almost everyone of them left this world. And the out of his separation, he start writing. That's his Prema Bhakti Chandrika. Later on, he mentioned that actually Prema Bhakti Chandrika is not written by him. Actually, it is spoken by Lord Chaitanya himself. He just write it down. So, you know, we pray, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya. Where it is from? It's from... Where? So... So actually that is from the Prema Bhakti Chandrika. And not only that, every day we sing Sri Guru Charana Padma. That's also from Prema Bhakti Chandrika. So first word in Prema Bhakti Chandrika is start like that, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jana Tashmai Shri Gurave Namo. And then go on and then start Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Shadma Bandamui Savadhana Mate. And there is such a nice instruction he has given in that book. And if you read, very simple but very strong. Anyway, so I think there is lot of song is written. You know, in Bhakti Giti we have the song book. There is a lot of song from Prema Bhakti Chandrika. Especially there about Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote few books actually. Prarthana, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, these two are available, and there is another three, but they are not available anymore. And after that, one day he came to Jiyaganj, to Ganganarayan Chakrabarti's house, and he said, look, I want to leave my body. And then everyone started crying. Why? He said, no, because I can't, tolerate the separation of all the associates. And then, what they can do? So then one day, Narottam Das Thakur said to everyone, let's do a big Mahaharinam Sankirtan. And everyone starts Sankirtan. He said, I want to have a bathe in Ganga. They came to Ganga. And then he said, like, it's not much water, this much water. He sat in there. And Harinam Acharya and Ganganaran Chakravarti, they were there, both of them there. Narottam Das Thakur said, can you clean my body? When they start cleaning, it merged into water. And it's become milk, milky water. And that's how actually Narottam Das Thakur left his body. And later on, I think they took that water and they took it to Vrindavan, and if I'm not wrong, in Radharaman Mandir, they have his samadhi, that water samadhi. Radha Gokulananda, yes. But he left his body in Ganga, like it's melted. So thank you so much for your patience. Sorry, I couldn't make them on the time. So if there is any comments and question, please. So if there is no comments and question, so we can have a prasadam, isn't it? Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Jai Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai.